I'm in the campervan section. The luxurious campervan section of Electromagnetic Field 2016. And I'm in a campervan with Dr. Lucy Rogers. You may know her from things like Robot Wars. What else do you do, actually?
I've played all over the place. I do quite a lot on the web with robot dinosaurs.
So at the moment you are busy doing TV, or is it all the filming done?
All the filming's done for Robot Wars, and so I'm now busy writing a book. I'm writing another book. So I've written It's Only Rocket Science, but I've got another one coming out soon called Wiring the Internet of Things.
Oh, very topical. There's been a lot of IoT going on here. Tell me why you're here and what you get out of coming to places like Electromagnetic Field.
I've been reading about EMF camp for years and always think, I should go there, I want to go there, and then always miss the deadline for getting tickets. This year I actually got myself organised and wanted to come along, so I came along, and I'm also giving a talk.
Oh, when's the talk?
Tomorrow, which is Sunday at 7 p.m.
And the talk is on?
Hacking robot dinosaurs.
Oh, fantastic. So, and it's interesting because you've got such an insight on, not only robot dinosaurs, but also robots that can hurt each other, even though they don't feel any pain. Attack robots, shall we say. If I was going to enter Robot Wars, what should I be thinking about? What should I be doing to kind of give myself an edge?
The best things for the robots in Robot Wars are if they're reliable. They've got to work every time you put them in the ring. You can't have a problem. It's got to work then and there. So it's got to be reliable. They've got to be robust. They've got to be able to turn upside down, flip themselves back up. They've got to be able to be flipped by the big flipper, turned around, pushed, hacked. That's really important. But the most important thing, I think, is being able to use your remote control. Can they be controlled? Have you got the skills to actually, if you're right up against the pit, can you edge away and not fall in?
Are you allowed to include any AI?
You are allowed to include it, but at the moment, it seems to be the delay is too long. The delay from actually it registering what it is to compared to how a human can actually watch it and react immediately.
So, but there's no ceiling on how much computational power you can have, is there?
No, and they're probably, I don't know if there were in this series, but I think people are looking at it, avoidance measures, and also, oh, I'm upside down, automatically flip me back the right way up.
Oh, that would just take the pressure a little bit off the controller person who it must already be cacking themselves when they...
those 3 minutes are both very, very long and very, very, very quick.
Your best moments, your favourite moments from the series?
Oh, it's always when the house robots get involved. I love the house robots.
People get quite anthropomorphic, don't they?
Well, they are. Matilda is definitely definitely true. She's real. She's evolved since last time.
There has been a lot of evolution. What have been the main changes that have kind of blown people's minds?
On the outside, they don't look that much different. There's some different materials. They're using a lot of material that's made on bulldozer fronts now. They're using that. But the batteries are the most important. The batteries are lighter, which means you can put more of them in. They can last longer. They can be stronger, more powerful. But also the motors are more reliable now.
And as you said, reliability being a key factor. As we sat here in German-engineered, actual left-hand drive, Westphalia camper van, you're making me all romanticise about my previous camper vans and want to head out. And speaking of heading out into the festival, what are you looking forward to from other people? Obviously, your own talk, I'm sure, is right up there. And what do you want to see for... This is Saturday, so the rest of today.
I'm looking forward to Simon Sings talking later on the mathematics in The Simpsons, so that should be quite fun.
Have you read the code book?
Of course I have.
Everybody's got it on their shelf at least.
Today I've been soldering and I've been blacksmithing, which has been great fun learning these other skills.
And I know, you have the spoils of war. There's blacksmithing over there and it's probably got some burns from soldering.
I'm not better than that, obviously.
Did you build a killer robot?
I didn't build a killer robot, no.
And I do like your metal snail, though, and that's hard work. And you're saying that the blacksmithing wasn't as hot as the soldering?
No, it seemed whether I was just doing it earlier in the morning, but when you're hammering away at a red-hot piece of metal, it didn't seem quite as hot as when you're really focusing down on the soldering iron trying to melt the solder.
All I've done is build my badge and make breakfast. I need to do proper more hands-on stuff. I've had a lot of conversations. I've been making, you know, ethereal digital stuff like this. So we will share this. Where can people find you online?
I'm on Twitter, at Dr. Lucy Rogers. I've also got a website, www.lucyrogers.com.
Thank you very much indeed. Enjoy the rest of the festival.
Thanks.